Next application.
Case number 12,635. Michael Milligan seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing fence and a variance from the front yard setback for an existing structure. Sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Justice Farm Road, approximately 810 feet north of Pepper Pond Lane. The 911 address is 31531 Justice Farm Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 19, Parcel 12.02. The applicant is seeking a 27.2-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing shed and a 1.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for an existing fence. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Milligan.
31531 Justice Farm Road, Laurel, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hey, Don. Well, I built this entrance gate at the front of my driveway. I built it out of metal. It's 20 foot long, 5.5 foot tall. And I did brick pillars on each side of it with light fixtures on the top. It is electric. It does have a keypad outside for emergency entrance. So it's just not restricted to a remote control that we do carry in our vehicle. And I'd like to keep it there for property value. And I don't see nothing wrong with it, but I've done it myself to save some money.
Well, sir, I'll start you off with this. First off, we have two different things we're looking at. One is the shed and the other is the fence. So we need to address both of those. There's a fence, a shed in the front there. But the other thing is you need to demonstrate to this board that there is some unique physical condition related to this property, and that it's not been, that due to that physical condition, the exceptional practical difficulty exists, and that you need this for the reasonable use of the property, among other things. So you need to address those standards as it pertains to both of those, the fence and the shed.
What shed are you talking about?
There's a shed that appears to be in the front yard about middle of your property. And there was, as I understand, Ms. Norwood, no CO or any approval for that shed that's located near the front entrance.
I don't think we could find much information on it.
We put that in for completeness. When we get these applications in and we look at the survey, we try to catch to see if there are other structures that are non-compliant as well, and that was one of the ones that showed up in staff's review. So it's been advertised for that shed as well. So.
Do you want to see it on the survey?
Here. Yeah.
Existing survey submitted, it shows there was an existing shed there. This is what we were talking about. This is the highway, this is the road. That's theirs, or what that is. That's what we were going by.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there anything in the front yard?
Okay, that shed there. Yeah, that's a portable shed. So, I mean, it's not permanent.
Can you make sure you're at the microphone?
Okay, so
we
back up there.
We got people maybe listening online.
That's what we either need a variance request for that. Or
that shed, yes. I put that shed there. It's on 404 skids. It can be moved. It's no big deal if I had to relocate it. But yeah, it's up on blocks. And yeah, it's just for storage stuff. So.
Have you had any neighbors complain about your fence?
No.
So I'm looking at your answers to your there's five criteria for a variance, and it says uniqueness of property, to keep people out and protect your assets. Now, I understand that, but that's not necessarily considered unique, to be unique to your uniqueness of your property. You have 3 acres there, a little over 3 acres?
Yeah.
I understand you're trying to protect everything, but at the same time, we have to know what's unique about it to be able to grant this variance. You know, can otherwise be developed, you know, you said it's already built and it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't really help us there. It's a busy road. I know you want to keep people out of there.
Sure, yeah.
You said you built it yourself. Did you go to the county beforehand?
On the gate?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
So how did you get here? How were you notified to file an application?
Because I submitted a paperwork for another building permit, and then the gate popped up a red flag, and I was like, yeah, I didn't get a permit for it, so.
How far from the gate, is there any vision problems? Do you create any, with that gate, do you create any vision problems on Justice Farm Road?
No. No,
have you had any complaint? I think I've already asked you this. You already had any complaints?
No, no complaints.
Neighbors across the street?
No.
Nothing wrong with it?
No.
I am familiar with that area, and it's about as country as you're going to get in Sussex County there.
How far from where that fence is, how far is that from the edge of the paving of Justice Farm Road? Do you have an approximation there?
It's probably 10 foot off the Justice Farm Road. As soon as you pull in, I mean, your vehicle's clearly off the road for the, you know, while you're in front of the gate.
Could even be 15 feet, looking at that picture, from the edge of paving.
Is it 15?
Just looking at that one picture here.
Well, here's another question, perhaps along those lines. When I look at this site plan, it almost looks like your fence isn't on your property. Do you know if that fence is on your property?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I look at this site plan, I see, and maybe this isn't what it is. If you want to come up here, I'll show it to you so you can see what I'm talking about. You see these kind of notations here, these dots?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the fence?
No, the dot's not the fence.
Okay,
no.
Where is the fence then? Is it back further?
Yeah, it's back off of the Justice Farm Road further. Yes.
Okay, well, this would be where the road is.
Yeah.
So there appears to be a gap between the front. This would be your property line.
Right.
There appears to be a gap between your property line and the edge of paving. But looking at this, it would appear to me that that thing is off your property.
No.
Is that's not right?
No, it's
okay.
Not right.
All
no.
Right.
I think that's the culvert pipe.
Yes.
Is that the culvert pipe?
Yes.
There is a.
Okay.
I think that's delineation for the culvert pipe.
Okay.
Driveway entrance there.
Very good. That's why we clarify these things. Now, just in looking at that, just on the site plan, where would you estimate that fence is in relation to your front property line? I'm just trying to get an idea where it is. And
yeah, it's back that way a little bit, probably.
Okay.
5 more foot on
okay.
The other side.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that. It was something that was confusing when I was looking at the site plan, so we'll make sure we clear it up on the record.
You can get back up there.
So you said you would be willing to move the shed?
Yeah, I can move that building, yes.
Okay. Is that in the compliance?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
How often is that gate used a day? On average?
Probably. Probably 8 times, maybe.
And you stated that a vehicle is definitely safe and off the road.
Oh, yeah.
When it's with room to spare.
Yes, because when I put the keypad outside on the gate side, I made it so that a car could pull in off the road safely, hit the keypad if somebody needed to punch a button to wait for the gate to open. So nobody's hanging out in the street now. You know, the average car length, I mean. And there, like I said, I added 2 lights for nighttime. They come on with the dusk of dawn, so it's visible at nighttime. There's nothing in the dark out there.
Do you understand that you should have gotten a permit for the gate?
Yeah, I do. I know I screwed up. Yeah.
Have you had any issues before with people? I noticed you have a lot of stuff here. Have you had any issues before with people trespassing on your property? Anything broken into, things taken?
Yes.
And that's why you chose to put this up?
Yes, because on this other side of my property, I have a 42-by-60 pole building, and yes, it was broken into, and because it's off of the house a good distance, and I had to put cameras up to watch it from the house, and so the gate keeps people from going through to my shop where I have tools and my expensive cars in there, so.
So, Mr. Milligan, I guess I've got to ask, you've got 2 entrances, is that correct?
That's right.
Do you intend to put a gate on the other entrance?
No. That driveway, it doesn't be, it's not used. The second driveway that you see.
Okay.
It's totally, blocked off.
Okay.
Sharp, you have any more questions?
I do. Why wouldn't a fence that complies with the code comply? Why wouldn't you be able to do a 3.5-foot fence there?
What height?
Mm-hmm.
Why 3.5? I mean,
that's the code.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, it's.
I don't make the code.
I know, but I think the 5.5-foot just has more character when you put pole lights up on top of it. And
is this 5.5-foot tall, or is it 5-foot tall?
The main gate is 5.5.
So we need a 2-foot variance thing rather than a 1.5-foot variance. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why you couldn't move it back to the, because you, if you were to move it back off the front of the property, you would be able to go up to a taller height. Is there a reason why it has to be at that location?
Yeah, it's because it's right there at the dish line. So that's why I wanted it.
David, tax ditch on the property, is that what I understand?
Yeah.
Does that take up part of the lot?
The lot. It does. The front, yes.
So that influenced your placement of the
yes
of the fence.
Yes.
Is there anything else you can tell us that there's a reason why you put that fence there besides the, tax ditch? Is there any other, is there trees in that area? Is there?
There is.
Asphalt, anything like that?
There is trees in the area, yes.
I see that in the application, there's a reference to a conditional use application. Is that pending?
Yes.
For what?
Business.
What kind of business?
Towing.
So you're going to be using this site for a towing business?
Yes.
And when is that application scheduled to be heard, or hasn't been scheduled? Do you know?
It hasn't been scheduled yet, no. I haven't heard neither.
Are you operating in that fashion right now?
I park my trucks there, yes, but...
You haven't used it for the towing business yet?
No, I just park the trucks there.
So question I've got for you, if you're going to use it for towing business, do you have room for a tow truck along with a vehicle that's being towed to be able to pull in without protruding onto the adjacent roadway?
Yes.
Okay. And is this fence needed more for the business, or is it needed for your personal use?
Both.
Both? So even if you were not approved for that conditional use, you would still need this gate?
Sure, yes.
Okay. I just want to be clear, you're going to bring that shed into compliance. Did I understand that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Questions from the board?
If this doesn't get approved, what's your plans?
Wow. I don't know. I didn't really think about what if, because, I mean, the brick pillars, I really can't move them. I mean, I hate to demo them because I put a lot of time and work in them and the cost. So I guess it would look good if I put it up for sale, but.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12635 for Michael Mulligan as far as the fence goes, not the shed. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
So your motion is denying the shed?
Denying the shed.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12635 has been
approved in part and
denied in part.
That means the shed's got to be brought to compliance.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you.
Next application.